earthquakes, hurricanes.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, while we were watching the aftermath of the Hurricane Sandy, even though the storm is still hitting the northern states, actually Chicago has been noticing an increase in their waves and tide. Don't have any flooding reports yet, but, you know, the storm is still with our upper east coast and northeast United States. But, you know, we're starting to hear a lot of the, you know, stories and stressors that's happening as part of the aftermath, which, of course, can increase the death toll as well. From what we understand, the death toll is right now up at 35 people have died. Multiple more injured, still multiple missing, and first responders are still in the rescue process, obviously. Many of them couldn't even begin the rescue process until this morning. About 8.2 million people right now out of power. One such location was NYU Hospital, that had to, evacuate. We were talking about this in the earlier part of the show, how the hospital had to evacuate sick patients and neonatal, you know, babies, et cetera. You know, staff is trained, but I mean, unless you actually are evacuating in the middle of a hurricane, it's pretty difficult. You know, these nurses had to really huddle close to the patients as the blankets were blowing off and the IV tubing was trying to rip out, as well as the IV bags. I mean, and imagine, I mean, just imagine, you know, taking them down the stairs because the power was out. But most hospitals have backup generators. Well, what we're learning today from Bloomberg is New York City's hospital and board of directors knew that the generators at NYU Langone Medical Center were outdated and at risk before their failure during Hurricane Sandy. They say the facility's backup generators are not state of the art and not in the most state of the art location. He said that is all very well known to the board of directors. This was in an interview on Bloomberg Television. The Lower Manhattan Hospital had to start evacuating their patients Monday evening when the storm interrupted power and the backup system failed. From what we understand, they are in the middle of an effort to raise $3 billion for upgrades. $3 billion. One hospital needs $3 billion. Can you imagine? Yeah, and how much money went into this, just the election alone? We were at the $2 billion mark. I mean, I could have said $3 million. $3 billion? That's what it says here, $3 billion. Of course, Mayor Bloomberg had a press conference this morning talking about how they're going to try to reopen some of the bridges. School is still going to be out for a second day in a row. Wall Street still closed for a second day in a row, but it should be open as of tomorrow. We haven't seen the stock market close like this for 2 days after a natural disaster since the blizzard of 1888, late 1800s. So, this was obviously extremely significant. From what we understand, though, all patients that had been transferred from this hospital are stable. Huge issues now in terms of the power outages, which we talked about. People not getting supplies. There's no generators, not a lot of food on the shelves for people to run and get. So while people are powerless, over the next few days to possibly weeks, we could see a lot more issues. People have been rescued, being taken to shelters. These shelters are in dire need of clothing and food. Many people only were able to, jump onto their rescue boat or into the rescue car, with only what they had, maybe in a small bag. You know, you didn't see anybody rescued with big suitcases. No, I mean, these people, you know, you could only take what you're wearing. Many, kids weren't even wearing shoes. You know, so if you could locate, your nearest Red Cross, or you can donate online, please do. Cause, Red Cross is obviously going into high gear, as well as many other charities. From what we understand, President Obama has stopped campaigning for a third day in a row. Mitt Romney is actually doing a fundraiser for relief effort. So campaigning has stopped. Gallup poll has showed that more Republicans and Democrats have early voted, and Romney has a pretty big lead right now in the polls, 52% to 45%, and that's a Gallup poll. Not sure what the ramifications will be in terms of voting. If power is up in 6 days, you know, I'm sure most of the voting booths will be working. In terms of getting there through the flooding, that's a whole other story. We know that Governor Christie has, you know, tried to describe the damage. He hasn't been able to, he said, take his helicopter and land there, from what I understand. But from what he is witnessing, the damage to Jersey Shore is something like he has never seen. He can't even calculate right now the millions of dollars of damage. You know, we've been watching the news pretty closely, you know, just seeing the flooding and just seeing the horrific damage. 100 homes were burned down to their foundations. These were flooded homes in Queens who sustained one home lit on fire, and unfortunately, like a transformer blew. Aren't sure how the fire started. And because all those homes are so packed close together with the gusty winds, whole grid caught on fire. We're looking at 100 homes ruined. And, you know, so we spent a lot of time today talking about, you know, the strength people need through this, how, you know, how we're preparing the next generation. I think our young kids are kind of a little spoiled, you know, might I add. I don't want anybody enduring something like this. But I think the older generation is more equipped to handle stress than our younger generation. We spent a significant amount of time talking about that. I urge you to definitely go to my website and link up to podcasts. Anytime you miss any hour of the show, please listen to it later. Kind of like a TiVo, if you will, because I want to make sure you guys get the information that you need. Of course, we're going to keep you posted throughout this hour. For those of you listening on XM, listening on GCN Live, listening on Talk Superstation, or any of the other affiliates, I am sure they are going to be giving you up-to-date information as well. But we're going to hit a lot of medical headlines as well as your emails in this hour. One, and of course, we're taking your phone calls. Any medical questions, anything you want to talk about, even if you just want to give us a status update on how you're doing, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Of course, many of you have been emailing me at drdahlia.com, or our email, doctor spelled out, Dahlia at hotmail.com. So like I said, we'll get to your questions and get to the medical news. Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don working the dials. You know, many of us struggle with what happens when somebody claims they died and saw Jesus or saw the light, saw the pearly gates, and then the hospital was doing CPR or shocking them and brings them back to life. Well, apparently, there is a theory now, all right, coming from two quantum physics that they think they can explain what these near-death experiences are, okay? When the soul leaves the nervous system and then enters the universe, all right, they think that consciousness is a program, right, for a quantum computer in the brain, which can persist in the universe even after death. So I guess, I don't know much about quantum physics, but for those of you, consciousness is like a program, or are they trying to make this sound like the Matrix? I really didn't get the Matrix either. And they say this could explain the perceptions of those who have near-death experiences, where consciousness is a program for a quantum computer in the brain, which can persist in the universe even after death. Dr. Stuart Hameroff, professor emeritus at the Departments of Anesthesiology and Psychology and the director of Center of Consciousness Studies at the University of Arizona. Whew. He says it's based on quantum theory of consciousness, that the essence of our soul is contained inside structures called microtubules within brain cells. Okay? And they believe that our experience of consciousness is a result of quantum gravity, which affects those microtubules. And this theory is dubbed orchestrative objective reduction. If I was a student in either of these classes, I would be just completely lost. I guess that our souls, they say, are more than the interaction of neurons in the brain. They are constructed from the fabric of the universe that may have existed since the beginning of time. I'm getting this from Mail Online. All right. They say the concept is similar to the Buddhist and Hindu belief that consciousness is an integral part of the universe. And indeed, that there is really a position similar to the Western philosophical idealism. I'm a little confused. I just thought you have a soul and the soul just kind of lives a part of your body. And then it just goes in between the bodies. You know, you go from one body to another body, or you go up to heaven, or you go to hell. That's what I always thought. Right. Dr. Hameroff holds that a near-death experience, the microtubules lose their quantum state, but the information with them is not destroyed. Instead, it merely leaves the body and returns to the cosmos. Well, I think that's what some people think. So they say if the heart stops beating, the blood stops flowing, the microtubules lose their quantum state. But the information in the tubules is not destroyed. It can't be destroyed. It just distributes and dissipates to the universe at large. Ooh, I got to be careful, because I told my husband, almost everything about my past. Last thing I would want is he in the cosmos while I'm in the cosmos, and he sees, you know, an old microtubule. That wouldn't be too good. They say if the patient is resuscitated, revived, the quantum information can go back into the microtubules, and the patient says, I have a near-death experience. If they are not revived and the patient dies, it's possible that the quantum information can exist outside the body, perhaps indefinitely as a soul. Apparently, this theory has come under heavy criticism, you think? MIT physicist Max Tegmark is one of the scientists who have challenged it. He wrote a 2,000-page paper. Honestly, if these guys have, some sort of science to this, I'd love to see it. I just don't see how. Anyway, my problem is once you bring quantum physics into anything, it's kind of confusing and boring. And so I really don't know if that's going to help the situation or hurt. You know, I like people being spiritual. I really do. But once you start putting quantum physics, you're going to make them fall asleep. And the last thing we need is any more people falling asleep. We have enough people falling asleep at church and temple as it is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Right, study comes out saying the omega-3 fatty acids. Again, another study saying that these omega-3 fatty acids help improve cognition in young people and helps improve memory if you're between the age 18 and 25. I believe this was a study out in France. Participants were given a PET scan, a blood test, and memory tests. They were retested 6 months later after taking omega-3 supplements, and they found that everybody improved in their memory and cognitive function. Now, how in heaven's name do we get our young kids to eat fish? That age group is all about the pizza and the chicken wings and the buffalo wings and the taquitos. We got to get these kids to eat fish. Researchers said that the study was novel and that it looked at younger people whose brains were high functioning. Most of these studies are usually done with elderly people. Of course, you could get omega-3 fatty acids from fish, certain grains, flax seeds, etc. Some people do need supplements. They do need to go to the supplements, but remember, we aren't getting as much, as many results when it comes to supplements as we are getting with the real fish. So remember, you gotta get the real meaty fish. I like salmon. I could get through salmon, but it's gotta be smothered in butter and capers and sauce, so I gotta not think it's fish. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI. So I believe U.S. News reports that using Canada's health system as a model might cost U.S., might cut U.S. costs. All right. Okay. So again, you know, people are researching and seeing how we could bring a socialized medicine concept to America, whether we want it or not. Since 1980, healthcare costs in the United States have, I guess, reached, wait a second. They say since 1980, healthcare costs in the United States could have been about $2.1 trillion less if Canadian cost-saving measures had been used. Yeah, and how many lives would we have lost? They say over the same period, healthcare spending grew nearly three times faster than Canada's. Well, of course, since 1980, we have all these, this development in cancer therapy, you know, transplants and stem cell, etc. Canada's Medicare program has been much more successful in controlling costs. But I thought many Canadians don't like their healthcare up there. Canadian system is a real single-payer system. Our system is single-payer for only a portion of the population, and that's the portion that many people don't like. Higher administrative costs, obviously in the U.S., they say. Administrative costs are 31% of healthcare costs, and it's about 16% in Canada. They also say Canadian government negotiates drug prices to get the lowest cost, while the U.S. government is prohibited by law from negotiating drug costs for Medicare patients. Medical malpractice costs are also lower in Canada. Amen to that. I don't know, though. I mean, you know, they're saying even though the costs are lower, health outcomes are the same. There's been multiple studies saying nobody dies more of cancer in Europe or Canada than they do in America. I don't get that, because when I have Canadians come down to see me, or they come down to the States to get the MRI, to get the test, because they don't want to wait a few months, I don't get how that translates. I mean, doctors are getting sued left and right for not diagnosing the cancer quick enough. Failure to diagnose. They're saying, you know, in these courtrooms that the extra 3-4 months that were lost because the family doctor or internist didn't send this patient to a specialist caused irreparable damage and inability to fight the cancer. And so how I look at it is, to save your butt from these lawsuits, you need to make sure you refer quickly. You don't have 3-4 months to lose or to waste. Yet they're claiming, these studies are claiming, that we don't have any more people die of cancer in these other countries. I don't know. I'm a little nervous. I think a lot of this is slanted. They say in the U.S., access to care is limited by cost. One criticism of the Canadian system is that people have to wait for care, right? But experts say those who have to wait are only a small minority of patients. That's, again, not what I'm hearing. So, you know, we do have a problem with our healthcare system. We know that. I mean, I don't think the right or the left disagree. We have to move towards a better system. I just don't like the idea of socialized medicine. And I also don't like the idea that I think another government official has been toying around with the idea of public option. I need to find that source. I saw public option again in the news today. I told you that's not going to go away. And my problem is, you know, we have a very spoiled society that was able to get the medicines they want. Now we're going down to these skeleton type plans. And, many of us, we just need the basics. Many of us don't need a fancy plan. But for some of us that are on pretty expensive blood pressure medications or expensive cardioversion medications, antidysrhythmic medications, etc., psychotropics, you know, we can't play around with the generics. We need what we're used to. Well, I could go on forever, but you all know how I feel. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALIC. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier
and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLI, 1-877-DOC-DALLI. Linda from Medford, Oregon writes, Doctor, can you explain to me what all the different doctors are? I'm confused by OD, DO, MD, PA, not sure which one I should go to. Oh, I've gotten this question before. What's the difference between a DO and an MD, and what's a DC and OD? Okay, yeah, I know the letters could be confusing. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, anybody who has doctor in front of their name has had obviously years of schooling, and you know, God bless them for going through that. But I know many of you kind of get confused. Is this a doctor you could see for this certain type of, you know, this certain type of illness, etc.? Okay, so let's take, for example, you brought up OD, your ODs are generally used for your optometrist. Now, these are doctors of optometry, but it's a little different than an ophthalmologist. I go to ODs all the time. I love optometrists. I think they're great. It's a little different. Optometrists go to optometry school. I believe many of them still need a college background. I don't know if you have to have a college degree, but usually from college, then you go into optometry school. You get your doctorate there. Ophthalmology would be somebody that goes through a DO or MD program and then does a residency in ophthalmology and eye surgery, etc. So your OD, you'll see a lot of optometrists that are doctors, obviously, of optometry, and they do glaucoma screening. They do a lot. They do diabetic screening. They do a lot of education with that. They diagnose a lot of eye issues. They do, prescriptions, etc. They do a lot of preventative screening. I don't know if any of these optometrists do surgery. I know your ophthalmologists are the ones that, dove into, LASIK and of course, retinopathy surgery, cataract surgery, corneal transplantation, but even in ophthalmology, you have specialists. You even have retinal specialists now. Some of the ophthalmologists, they don't even deal with retinal detachments, the part of the eye that removes from the back of the eye. So you even now have in some cities retinal, you even have the ophthalmology broken up. So, for most of your general eye needs, optometry is great. I usually get ophthalmology involved if I think we're going to need surgery or I think we have a high blood pressure patient or a diabetic patient that's already having some leakage of their blood vessels in the back of their eye. And that's when I usually get ophthalmology involved. With your insurance, usually they do cover both. But that's usually the difference. So your ophthalmologist usually has a little bit more schooling and they usually do more of the surgery. That's how I look at it. Let me see. DDS is, of course, dentist. DO versus MD, doctor of osteopathic doctor versus your allopathic doctor. DOs and MDs, they usually have the same amount of schooling. They have, they can do and perform and operate the same. We are governed sometimes by a different board, even though we still both answer to the licensing board of the state. So, like, for example, as medical doctors, we take our USMLE test and we take our board certification. The doctors of osteopath have, I believe, their COMREX and other types of certification they have to do. What's very interesting is I train a lot of osteopathic students as well as medical students. And the osteopathic students, and I'll tell you, there is a little bit of a philosophy difference, too, which I find admirable. There has been a stereotype that's been out that a doctor of osteopathic school has a little bit of a lower grade point average, so it's a little easier to get into than an MD school. However, their boards and tests seem to be much more difficult than I had in MD school. And so I would really like, the students who are pre-med to kind of get this out of their head that becoming a DO is easier than becoming an MD. I think it's actually more difficult, despite any changes in grade point average that allow you to enter school from an entrance standpoint. But, when you're in, their boards and their tests that they take, extremely difficult. Many of them also have oral boards, whereas in MD school, we didn't have anything to do orally. We just, stop the giggles. We just had written tests. So, honestly, if you are looking up in your insurance book and you see an internist that's a DO versus an MD, I like both. Honestly, there's no difference. Now, what is the real difference between osteopathic versus allopathic? Osteopathic to me is cool. I like it because I'm married to a chiropractor. Osteopathic uses things from the inside of the body to heal themselves. So many of these kids that go through an osteopathic training, or these doctors that do, they learn chiropractic. They learn about, they learn more of the physical modalities. You know, one of my attendings who trained us, she was a doctor of osteopath, even though it was an MD, it was a residency attached to a medical school. She was a doctor of osteopath, and she said one of her training stints was they had to put a piece of hair into the phone book, open up the phone book and put a piece of hair. Then you had to close one of the pages and make sure you could feel the hair through the page. Then you close another page and you had to keep going. And you would do this, okay, at various stages in your training to the point where you could feel that hair. I mean, it through a thick part of that phone book. So your osteopathic doctors get a lot more of the heal from the inside, help yourself heal, etc. Whereas your allopathic, now this is the stereotype, the allopathic doctors learn, you know, about the medications, etc. As far as I'm concerned, the doctors of osteopath know just as much about the medications as the MDs do. My criticism is I wish the MD programs would teach us more about chiropractic, would teach us more about homeopathy and alternative medicine. You appear to get more of that through the osteopathic. Okay, so, you know, if that's your style thinking, you know, I notice some people, they go, you know, I'm not getting anywhere with my doctor, my MD, you know, he or she is really bucking me on these alternative medicine therapies. You may do a little better with a osteopathic doctor then, you know. But for the most part, to me, they're equal. Absolutely. In terms of education and, ability to do their job. PA, that's your physician assistant. Physician assistants in the past used to not need college. You could, from high school, take a PA program, and then you work under the license of a doctor. You see patients, the doctor supervises. Now, many physician assistants do need a 4-year college degree before they go into PA school. And so their education is starting to match those of nurse practitioners. Nurse practitioners go through the nursing program multiple years, and then on top of that, they have an extra few years to get their nurse practitioner. So still a little bit less than medical school for both the PAs and the nurse practitioner. Nurse practitioners, for the most part, are supervised as well by another physician. But nurse practitioners can write prescriptions, just like PAs can in terms of writing prescriptions. So basically those are, you know, if I broke it down, I'm trying to think, DC is doctor of chiropractic. In psychologists, you may have PhDs, who obviously they got their doctorate, doctorate through, psychology, although many psychologists could have a master's. Master's is usually 4 years plus the extra 2 to 4 years of having a master's. So that's kind of a variety of programs. The amount of education could be different, but that's roughly what each has. All right. But honestly, what really counts is the experience, the years of experience. Let me just say that right now. Okay. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Please definitely check that out. Go to my website and go to drdahlia.com. Find Alaska Cruise and check that out. We are booking. Going to be a phenomenal trip. Let me see here. There's a few stories I want to get to. Autism. Quick story on autism here. They're saying autism is very difficult to diagnose in babies less than 6 months. We all knew that. right? But what that kind of signifies is after 6 months, we may be able to pick up on it. You know, one issue I've had is many of us aren't trained to pick up on autism until the child has speaking difficulties, speech difficulties. And so many of these children that, let's say, are autistic and are autistic with speech difficulties, we wait till they're two. We're like, you know, really? They're still not speaking yet and they're two? Let's intervene. Well, you diagnose a kid with autism earlier, you could do more to correct the situation. You know, I diagnosed my nephew with autism. Unfortunately, he was close to two, and it didn't have anything to do with the communication. It's he just didn't engage. You know, I thought, well, maybe he didn't like me because he wouldn't look me in the eyes. He'd never look me in the face. He just wanted to do his own thing, but he wouldn't engage with mom either. And, you know, the engaging aspect of these children, I think you should be able to spot extremely early on. Now, something like this, though, could also lead to some questions about, well, is autism something you're not born with, but you acquire? You know, for example, some of my patients and even friends who have had an autistic child said, my kid engaged with me, everything was fine. After his third set of injections or fourth set of injections, everything changed. Now, in my family, we think it is genetic. I mean, you know, one of our family members has four children on the autism spectrum. We don't think it's vaccine. I mean, we think it's genetic. And again, vaccines have not been proven to cause autism. However, it's very interesting to see how an autistic child doesn't appear to engage with mom, engage with dad, have that cuddle. That you know how kids look at mom and dad with that starry eye, and then they come up that the little 4 months old, five, and then they have that goofy smile, and mom can make them laugh. And it's always cool when you make your baby laugh because, again, it's an audience, right? You know? And, you know, I've always wanted an audience. And, you know, so I would make my kids. And the fact that they could focus on me and I could make them laugh and giggle was a concept of engaging. And, you know, you hear stories of parents saying they can engage, and then all of a sudden the kids won't engage with them. All right. So, of course, they tie it to something that happened mechanically. And again, I still think a lot of research needs to be done. But many autistic children, though, that the parents agree were autistic gene-wise, say they were always like that. They were always a fussy baby. They never seemed to engage. And so my question is if these babies, you know, if these two-year-olds or three-year-olds don't seem to engage as well, you would think you would pick it up with these infants who are 4 months old, 5 months old, etc. So Rebecca Landa, who is study author, said that she thought if a child had autism, we would be able to tell during infancy. And she says that at 6 months of age, babies who end up with autism by age three score similarly on tests than children who didn't have autism. So now there's doubt as to, you know, what's going on since infancy. But if that's the case, what is happening? All right. I mean, if a child is going to be autistic for life, why are they born appearing non-autistic? And then there's a changeover in infancy. Is it something mechanical or does the gene switch? You know, we know true autism is caused by a gene. What if there's an autism-like disorder? What's going on here? But I've always thought, you know, these children that just don't seem to engage, they don't ever seem to engage. And so I rarely see a changeover where they go from staring at mommy and daddy and giggling at everything they do and loving the hugs and the cuddles and they nuzzle. These babies nuzzle. And then all of a sudden you have another group of children, the autistic ones that don't. They don't like to nuzzle. A lot of times they don't like their head touched. A lot of times they don't like touch. They don't like to be embraced. They're very independent. They're extremely smart, and they're in their own world, a lot of them, and extremely, extremely bright. I mean, we've seen a lot of people in our lifetime diagnosed with Asperger's. Like, I believe Beethoven had Asperger's. Albert Einstein did. I mean, you know, you have a variant of this. You are gifted with sometimes higher intelligence than we could possibly imagine. Unfortunately, on a social level, there could be a lot of deficits. So I don't know what to make of this. I mean, if children don't appear to have any signs of autism in early infancy, I'm a little confused as to then, is it a gene switchover? What is it? They say the new study, they looked at 235 children with or without an older sibling, testing them 6 times between 6 months and 36 months. They looked at fine motor skills, speaking skills, understanding spoken language, how often children shared emotions and initiated communications with others. Children with autism typically developed noticeable symptoms around their first birthday or later in toddlerhood. The study author said that this is the longest longitudinal study to date that compares children with early to later diagnosis of autism against children without autism. Now, you know, I do have to give them, yeah, I mean, we usually have trouble diagnosing autism before they start to speak and communicate. But remember, doctors only see these kids for a flash, you know, 15-minute visit if that sometimes. So obviously more research has to be done, but my concern then is, we're at 1 in 86 children now have autism? I mean, we're at the point now where this is so common that I would love to see some sort of interventional therapy in that early infancy stage. You know, while these kids are so, because I mean, 6-month-olds can socialize. 6-month-olds can communicate with their parents. They do. They may not be able to speak, but there's some sort of communication. I'm shocked that it's not apparent unless the autism isn't actually occurring. The changeover doesn't occur till later in their infancy. Very interesting. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DELI. Other studies today came out saying diabetes patients are more likely to develop lung cancer. They looked at women, and they found that women who treated their diabetes with insulin had a 71% increased risk of lung cancer than those who didn't, and just women with general type 2 diabetes, 27% more likely to be diagnosed with lung cancer. And this, they didn't even have to smoke. So I'm not really sure what the connection is between diabetes unless the weakness of the immune system. But, you know, remember, if you have a cough that doesn't seem to go away, any difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, chest pain, you should be getting a chest x-ray. I don't care if the task force says we don't screen for lung cancer that way. If you have any issues, get the x-ray done, get looked at just to make sure you don't have anything, starting. But usually with our diabetics, if they have an issue, I mean, we x-ray them because diabetics are more prone to pneumonia. Diabetics are more prone to everything. So that's something to keep an eye out for. They also believe that they found a gene that connects ADHD to people who later smoke. All right, this to me isn't really a big, you know, eye-opener because many people smoke to calm down their ADHD. But it's interesting to see that they actually can find genes and connect the two. All right, guys, got a lot more to talk about tomorrow, so please come back tomorrow. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And again, for those of you battling the blackouts and the storm back east, God bless, Godspeed, and please be safe.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.